Baby, help me. There's a child inside of me. There's a child inside of me.
Baby. I want this baby out of me. I'm going crazy. Help. Why did we decide to do this? Sorry, baby. I'm just so pregnant. Like, fuck.
Look at me. I'm huge.
Oh my goodness. I feel the baby. Oh. Probably woke the little bundle of joy from giggling. Oh, I feel that. Oh,
this baby's like, shut the fuck up. I'm sleepy.
Baby. I'm sorry you have to deal with me. I love you and thank you for being in this bed with me.
I am a comedian. I will not quit my day job. You got it, dude. You got it, baby love. Baby love. Baby love.
All right. Let me calm down. Okay, I'm fine. Hi. I'm back to normal. Baby, we still have to pick a name. I'm literally gonna have this baby any day and we don't have a name. I really don't want to push this baby out of me. I need to have a name. We have to have a name ready. We have to have a name prepared. It's gonna give me so much anxiety if I don't have a name. It really is, baby. You have to help me pick a name this time. For real. I know, the other choices were good, but I just feel like we could do another round of names, yeah?
Okay, can we please? Thanks, babe.
Okay. All right. I'm coming at you with a couple of different names. I'm gonna need you to be very open-minded. Like, very open-minded. Like,
super open-minded. Super open-minded, super open-minded, super open-minded, super
open-minded. Okay. Okay, name number one. Now, I'm still sticking with the theme of it being very neutral, a neutral name, a gender-neutral name. Because it's very important to me to have a gender-neutral name for a bebé, a baby. Okay, so name number one. We really have to choose a name, baby. Babe, I'm so serious. Tonight. Because I'm going to have this baby tomorrow. I just know it. I just know it. Okay. Name number one. Serious Business. That's not the baby's name.
I'm saying Serious Business, babe. Please, please.
Okay, number one. Baby name number one. We got Danny. D-A-N-N-I. Or D-A-N-N-Y. Danny. I don't know. I think Danny's cute. Yes, no. Okay. Jeez. What about... I was thinking... Keratin. Keratin.
keratin. Keratin sounds very fancy. I don't know. Keratin. With a C or a K?
I'm thinking a C.
Keratin. Think about it. Okay, next name. I was thinking maybe like Tiff. Just Tiff. T-I-F. Tiff. Tiff. Tiff? Tiff. Tiff. Nickname could be T or Tiff's. Tiffy. That's cute. Tiffy's cute. T. T's also a good nickname. Tiff. Tiff. Not short for anything, just Tiff. Think about it. Sleep on it. It sounds like a pretty cool human. Hey, what's your name? Oh, my name's Tiff. Yo, that's like a huge flex. T-I-F. Tiff.
Oh my god, baby, I don't know. Alright,
I got one more for you. We're gonna choose these names, and then I'll put the names from last time. And then we have to choose. And then if we can't choose tonight, which we're choosing tonight, if we can't decide on one, we're gonna put all the names in a name generator somewhere on a computer, on the computer thing, app thing. And then we're gonna generate all the names, and whatever name comes up first, that's gonna be our child's name. So I'm advising you to really think about it, because I really care about your opinion, baby. I really care about what you think, and I want you to like the name of our child. But I also want our kid to have a really cool name. Okay. Ooh, I like this one. This is the last one of baby names round two. Last one, and probably my favorite along with Cobra, is Raven. R-A-V-E-N. R-A-V-E-N, Raven. Oh, Raven. Raven for a girl, Raven for a boy, Raven for whatever our child decides to be. They shall be Raven forever. Raven. Ray. Ray is a cute nickname. Ray. Ray, Ray. Rave. Raven. Raven. I like Raven. Baby, I like Raven. Raven, my little raven, sitting on a tree. My little raven, soon you will be here with me and you and me and your other parent and me. See how cute that was? I would sing custom little lullabies to our little raven. How sweet. I like it. Okay, round two has ended, and I'll let you think about it for a little bit. I already know what I'm choosing, so I'm going to write my name choice down on a little piece of paper, and then I'm going to give you a little piece of paper, and then you're going to write down your name choice, and then we're going to show it to each other on the count of three, and then hopefully it's the same name, and then if it's not, well, we have to agree on one name, and then if we don't agree on one name, then that's when we gotta get the generator out. And I really don't want to have to go that route, because that seems kind of sad, you know? I think me and you are capable of naming our child a good name, so I'm not too worried about that. I'm really excited about this baby, and it's gonna be here so soon. I'm so excited. Crazy. Oh my gosh, you know what I thought about just now? I've never read a bedtime story to anybody before. This is my first kid, and I don't know these things. I didn't read people bedtime stories. I don't even think my parents read me a bedtime story, like, ever. I love them, but I don't think they ever did.
Like, I'm being dead serious. I always thought, like, reading bedtime stories to your kid was, like, only in movies. My parents just peaced out. They would tuck me in bed, kiss me on the forehead, and turn on smooth jazz, and I would fall the fuck to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they did that every single night. They never read me a bedtime story. Did you get read a bedtime story at nighttime? Every night or sometimes?
Aw.
Well, we're gonna have a little human here soon, and I'd like to read to our kid, I think, or sing to it, or play music for it, or just stare at it while it sleeps. It, because we don't know what we're having. But, yeah, I think I would like for us to read to our child. Not maybe not every night, but yeah, I think I'd like that. I need some practice though, and I was wondering if I could practice on you.
Really? You'd let me read you a bedtime story right now?
Just a short one, nothing too long.
Yeah, you let me practice.
Okay, let me get the book.
Oh, wait. Can you get up, baby? If I get up, it's gonna take me... God knows how long it's gonna take me to get out of bed and then get the book and then come back. You'll be asleep by the time I come back with the book. Can you go get it? It's right. Keep walking. Oh, stop. Turn around. There. Yeah, there it is. And pick it up, and yes, you're doing great, and come back to bed to me.
Thank you.
Okay, this book is called Little Goat by Myrna Lawrence. Little goat went to go find the sweetest grass.
Aw, look at that.
The sky was blue above, but she did not look up.
There she goes. She's just smiling, just looking at the grass, not even looking at the sky. Wow.
The river gurgled below, but little goat did not listen to its song.
Girl, why aren't you listening to the songs? Pay attention. Little goat was very unaware of her surroundings, and that's dangerous, sweetheart. Remember to be aware of your surroundings always.
See, that's what I'm going to say to our baby. Teach him young.
A bird called to her, saying,
"How do you do?"
But little goat didn't answer.
Yo, I don't like little goat, okay? Hold up, what kind of story is this? She's still smiling. This little expression on her face, so funny, baby. Look at her.
She just walked along looking for the sweetest grass.
Girl, get that grass. See, actually, wait, hold up. Little goat is about her grass. Girl, get that grass. I think they're talking about money. Like, she's trying to get her bag, but she's trying to get her grass. Let me stop.
As she walked along, little goat moved further and further away from mother goat.
Oh no, come back.
Little goat found the sweetest grass. She ate and ate. Yum, 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 yum. Crunch, 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 crunch. Yum, 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 yum.
It doesn't say that, but I just added that, okay?
Gotta ad lib. She had walked far from her mother goat.
Aw, her mama's so sad.
And this is what I'm going to tell our kid.
Aw, sweet little baby, don't you ever walk away from me, because you will instantly regret it.
Yo, I'd be so sad if our kid just freaking walked away from me. I'd be so upset. Number one, it wouldn't happen. Our kid is going to be 2 days old. If my kid gets up and walks away from me at 2 days old, well, shit, they can fucking do it.
Okay, back to the story. Mother Goat wondered where Little Goat had gone. Oh, she's looking for her. She looked in the mealy patch, but Little Goat wasn't there. Mother Goat ran to the river, but Little Goat was not there.
Where are you, Little Goat?
Bleated Mother Goat. A bird called to the Mother Goat.
Little Goat is asleep in the sweet grass across the bridge. Tweet, 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 tweet.
It doesn't say that, I just added.
Mother Goat crossed the bridge to the sweet grass. There she found Little Goat fast asleep.
Wake up, Little Goat, said Mother Goat gently. You were lost. I wasn't lost. I've been here the whole time,
said Little Goat. The end.
Girl, bye. Oh my goodness. I can't believe it just ended abruptly. I thought her mom was about to pop off on her. She was about to tell her straight facts. Like, girl, don't you ever in your life walk away from me. You are grounded for 2 million years. Well, that was Little Goat. And we shall see if I read that to my child. Because I'm not going to. I mean, that's a learning lesson for real, though. You know, it's okay to be curious. Of course, I want our child to be curious and to explore. Always. But do it safely and with your parent if you are under the age of 2 days old. Oh, baby, thank you for letting me read to you. I hope I did a good job. On a scale of 1 to 10 on bedtime stories for a new mom, what would you give me? What? Babe, you really give me that score? Oh my goodness. This is exciting. I think I might want to make up our own bedtime stories. And then, like, we write it out. And then, like, we do our own illustrations and everything and have it in, like, a big book instead of, like, getting books. Because I think we can come up with some pretty damn good. We can come up with way better than Little Goat, okay? Number one, let me stop. Let me not roast Little Goat right now. Little Goat did her thing. She got her grass. Anyway. I think it would be so fun if we created our own, like, little bedtime stories. Yeah. That was fun. I've never read a bedtime story before. Is that so weird? I don't know. I feel like I'm going to cry. I feel so, like, emotional. Oh, no, baby. It was so cute. I can't wait to read bedtime stories. I'm okay. I'm so happy. These are happy tears. Yeah, I'm just tired. Yeah. Will you cuddle me? Yes. I'm okay. Yes, I'll have lots of practice.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's cuddle me. I'm okay. I'm just ready to have this baby. Good night.